Okay, I guess I'll get started. I hope everyone can hear me okay in the room. I'm David Disseldorp from SUSE, and I'm here to speak about kernel testing. So just a quick background on this project. It basically started as an itch to scratch, so I was kind of frustrated with how quickly I was, or the pace of development I had with kernel work. So I have a user space background. I'm used to sort of, you know, typing make, being able to immediately run whatever I'm working on. In the kernel, this turned out to be quite frustrating in that, you know, I would make changes, copy it over to some box or VM, reboot the VM, run my test code, potentially run the same kernel on multiple boxes if I want to test something networked. This was just sort of taking way too long. I was just not happy with how productive I was in the kernel. So with that frustration, I sort of looked around at what other people had done, found that so QEMU KVM does support booting directly from a kernel BZ image. You can give it an init RAMFS image alongside that, and it will then basically bypass the bootloader, run or just basically boot straight up to that kernel. So that looked promising. This was a way to have a much more immediate turnaround in the work I was doing. There was still sort of the challenge of then generating this init RAMFS image, and then things like networking from there. So, you know, if I'm testing alongside other network components, I want to be able to plumb them into the same virtual machine. Another handy utility with QEMU is that you can just give it this no graphic parameter, and then it will basically redirect everything to the console. So basically where you're starting QEMU KVM, you'll then see everything that's output by the virtual machine serial console. So the challenge of init RAMFS generation, this is something I want to be able to do also very quickly. I want to say, okay, this is what I need in my test system. This is where it is. Make me an init RAMFS image with that. This is already luckily done on basically all Linux systems, in that we have this init RAMFS as something to bring the root file system up while booting. So we have this tool called Dracket. It's already there on OpenSUSE, SLI, on many other systems, Fedora. It's quite flexible in that you can then just give it a list of binaries. It will then work out what sort of library dependencies are there, pull everything in. You can give it a list of kernel modules. You can also plumb into basically the boot path and run your own code. So there are a number of ways to do that. You can basically write, I think, what's called an emergency module, in that if you don't have a root file system to bring up, then it jumps into this emergency module. This is everything I need basically on the init RAMFS side. So just looking at then, or graphical representation of everything I need from Dracket, I'm feeding in my binary dependencies for testing. So something like FSTest, the XFS test suite. I have a whole heap of file system tools and utilities which are needed by this test suite. So I have a list of dependencies for that. I can pull in then the test suite itself. So I can just point Dracket at a specific directory, and it will just copy that entire directory into the init RAMFS image. I can then also pull in my kernel modules from my kernel source. So basically, in my case, I've already built the kernel I want to test. I just tell Dracket where those modules are installed. It will go ahead and pull the kernel modules in. And at the end, I get this nifty little initramfs image, which is normally, you know, 10 to 60 megabytes with everything I need for testing. I give QEMU the image itself and the kernel that's been built, and it does all the magic and boots it. So the next challenge was then networking. This came about with Ceph. So I was looking at working on Ceph Rados Bok device and CephFS, both of which are in kernel. So here I have potentially a Ceph cluster I'd like to connect to from this kernel. So I can do that then just using a simple bridge setup. In this case, I was running the Ceph cluster or virtual Ceph cluster on my laptop already, so I could just plumb those kernel virtual machines into my bridge, and everything's good to go. On the IP or network configuration side on the VMs, there's also a handy little parameter which is normally used for booting from NFS root, which is this IP parameter. And with that, I can specify a static IP or ask it to try DHCP at the boot time for the kernel. So now on to Rapido. Basically, I had just a whole collection of these dirty scripts lying around, which, you know, built certain images and booted, or, you know, set up network in a certain way that I needed for testing. I then thought, okay, this may then potentially be helpful for others, so I might as well just wrap some scripts around it and put it into a repo somewhere. So this is where Rapido came about. Really, it's just, yeah, very, very much brain-dead wrapper scripts around Dracket and QEMU. We have what's called a cut script. So that is calling Dracket with all of the dependencies I need for testing. So basically for each test target, so say local file system testing or CephFS testing, CephRBD, I would have a separate cut script, which then handles the image generation via Dracket. There's the auto run script. This is the script that then is run when the virtual machine is booting. So generally, as the VM's coming up, I want to jump straight into my test, so I can potentially just plumb whatever I want in there for testing. And I have just a simple VMSH, which is just calling QEMU KVM. For configuration, I put everything into a global rapido.conf file. At a minimum, all you need in there is just to define where your kernel source is. Pretty much everything else can be derived from that. We do have, or if you are bringing up a VM with a requirement for network, then there are some parameters for setting the static IP address. You can do things like set up a DHCP server and have the VMs boot from that. There are also then within Rapido a number of other helper scripts for setting up network, provisioning RAM disks, so compressed RAM disks. And with that, I guess I'll move on to a demo. So if anyone has their laptop around and they have kernel source, then feel free to sort of play along.
Booth babe.
Thank you, Craig. So this should be, good. So here is my Rapido source directory. You'll notice there are just a bunch of cut scripts and a bunch of auto run scripts. I basically then, as mentioned earlier, have a cut script for each testable component or test target that I wish to test. Over here, in the other window, I have just a regular kernel source tree. So at the moment, I have kernel 4.11.1 checked out. So from there, I can just go ahead and build my kernel. I built it earlier, so there's really nothing to do. I'll go ahead and make install those modules. So this is just installing the modules in a subdirectory under the kernel source, and then I'll basically be pointing Dracket at that directory. So now on to Rapido. So for the first test, I just wanted to run through local file system testing. So for that, I hope you're aware of the FS tests or XFS tests test suite. That has hundreds of local file system tests, really quite helpful for stressing a kernel. So with that, I'll go ahead and create my image. FS test local. So that's the image generation component. If we take a look at the script itself, here we can see. On file. Cuts, this test local. So here we can see all we have is basically a call to Dracket. The install parameter there just lists all of the dependencies I have for this test or for this test suite. I'm including the FS test source. So I'm just dumping the entire source for FS tests into the image. I'm also pulling in some kernel modules. So the ZRAM kernel modules and some DM modules. They're used for provisioning basically a compressed block device within the virtual machine. And finally, down the bottom here, I have just some resource requirements for the VM. So this basically says, okay, the VM that I'm bringing up is networkless, and I'd like a VM with two virtual CPUs and 2 gig memory. So XFS tests is quite memory intense. Normally, Rapido just brings up 512 meg VMs. So with that, I'll go ahead. I hope people are timing sort of the boot time here. But this is then just booting immediately from that image and the kernel that I just compiled. And with that, the VM comes up in a matter of seconds. You can see above that I've provisioned some block devices and done makefs, xfs on that. Normally, I would want it to immediately run my file system tests without switching to a prompt, but just to show that you can sort of muck around with your own VM once it's up, we can then just jump into the FS test directory. I already have the test target file systems mounted, so I can just go ahead and just run just run the auto group. So this is then just starting the test suite now. So that's running on the kernel, which was just compiled. Basically, the turnaround is sort of a matter of seconds going from this compiled kernel into the running test suite. So I can just end that, shut down the VM. And with that, now I want to show, are there any questions at this stage? Otherwise, I'll move on to sort of a little more advanced test, in that I'd like to test now the SIFS kernel module. And for the SIFS kernel module, I need then an SMB server. In my case, I'd like to test against Windows in this case. So I'll bring up my SMB server. so that I can find my mouse. Ah, helps if I bring up the network first. So down here, I'll just run the VR setup script. And what that then does is creates these two tap devices or virtual devices down there and a BR0 bridge device. And the VM then that I'm starting is just plumbed into this bridge here. So while that VM boots, we can take another look at just the regular Rapido configuration file. I didn't really go through that earlier. But here we have at the top, the two most important parameters, which is just pointing Rapido at your kernel source directory. After that, we have just the regular network settings, which are needed if your VM is coming up on the network. We have more, so MAC address, IP address for each VM. With Ceph, we have a separate section for Ceph configuration. In this case, I'm running against an SMB server. So I'm using the Ceph's kernel client to mount a share on that SMB server. So here you'll see that I have just the credentials to basically connect to that SMB share. So the question was, what do I use to store the test results? So for accessing the test results, there are a couple of options. Normally, I just pass the output of the serial console. But another option is to, if you do want persistent storage to store, say, logs or test results, then normally I just connect a file or RAM disk to the virtual machine as it's coming up. So just, and then just use that for storage on the VM itself. Yes, that's another option. You could use NFS or SCP, whatever you'd like to get the results or the test results or logs off the VM. With that, I'll bring up the Ceph's kernel client VM now. So I can just go ahead and cut FS test Ceph's. So this is then just generating another image with all of the requirements or dependencies for Ceph's testing. I'll go ahead and boot. So on boot, this will then mount the SMB server on the Windows VM that I just bought up. So it takes a little longer here in that it brings up the network while the VM is booting. So it's 3 seconds instead of 1 second. But here we can see, performed a mount of the Ceph share there. We have the directory up. It looks good. We, of course, have an IP address within the VM. So this is just showing the network setup there. It's been assigned a static IP using this IP parameter for the kernel. And what I wanted to do was run a test that I prepared earlier. Just bring up my notes. So I have a test which calls a specific ioctl in the Ceph's kernel module. This is an ioctl that then requests a list of snapshots available on the SMB share. So if I go ahead and issue this ioctl, the test code I have is just in the FS test source. I'm just running that against a directory in the SMB share. And we've hit here a panic. So this is a bug which I ran into while testing with Rapido. We can see that we've hit a kernel panic in the do VFS ioctl kernel path, so basically the SIFS ioctl path. So let's now look at how we'd like to address that bug. So for starters, we can just go ahead and kill this VM. So the fix for this. Oh, thanks, Greg. So if we take a look just in the. I just have a regular vanilla kernel source here. If I take a look at. At the log there, we should have. So we have in here, I've already pushed upstream the fix for this. So this fix enumerate snapshots, oops. So let's now consider that it's unfixed. We'd like to test or play around with fixing this. So what I'll do is just on my local branch here, just cherry pick that fix. So we've applied the fix. Now, obviously, I want to test that fix works. So I'll go ahead, build my kernel. There's a very, very little change to the kernel, so it should be relatively quick to build. All done. And now I just need to install those modules again. So the SIFS module is built separately. With that, we can go ahead and create our initramfs and boot the VM. I hope someone's timing now, because this is going from basically a broken kernel, applying a fix, rebuilding the kernel, and then testing the fix. And I'll just run that test again. And you can see I've run exactly the same test, so this FS test shot against the directory in the SMB share, and this time we've just had a failed enum response back to user space. So the panic is no longer there, the kernel's fixed. We can then be relatively confident in the change that we've made. So that's the end of the demo. I guess I'll move back onto the slides. I think I have 5 minutes, so better whiz through the rest of it. So as you saw in the Rapido source directory, I had a bunch of scripts for testing different kernel components. So basically, if you take a look yourself, you'll find hopefully something that sort of matches what you're looking at testing. Just feel free to adapt them as you need them. If you want to test a new kernel component, then please just make the changes and push them back into or submit a request to my repo. There are some tests or test cases there for, as mentioned, local file system, SIFS, CFFS, FRBD. There are some LIO tests. Johannes Termsen from SUSE Labs added the NVMe over Fabrics test functionality. Some future challenges. Some things I'd sort of like to have in Rapido would be cross-distro support. So someone's worked on running this within Debian, and there are some issues which you ran into, otherwise it's mostly working, so I'd like to fix the issues found there. Some more test targets, so as mentioned, please submit anything you'd like to test. Some integration with CI would also be good, in that any kernel changes we test potentially within OpenSUSE or SUSE, we run that quickly through some sort of CI utility. But Otherwise, I think in its current state, it is usable. It allows you to quickly and effectively test kernel changes. RapidO itself is basically very little. It's all based on QEMU and Dracket, things which are already present or hopefully present on your system. So just go ahead and jump into kernel development. It's sort of nothing to be scared of. You really can just play around with your own sandpit and break your VMs. This allows you to test those changes very easily. So with that, guess that's it. Any questions? So the question is whether it publishes or generates the test results. The test results themselves, or at this stage, everything is just dumped to the serial console. So as I mentioned earlier, you could mount an NFS share. You could just write it into a RAM disk connected to the VM. There are a number of options, but it doesn't sort of get in the way or handle any of that at this stage. Richard.
Yeah, good. Okay. Two questions. Have you tried this with any sort of bigger kernel test suites like the LTP?
No, I haven't. I've tested it with FSTest, which is in itself pretty huge. There are still some, what appear to be potentially some environment issues with FSTest. So there are hundreds of tests there, which... need to be sort of evaluated. No, I haven't tested LTP or...
My second question, and it's also kind of a follow-up to his, have you thought about integrating this with something like OpenQA to handle like the publishing of the results side of things?
Integration with OpenQA, I think there's a lot of overlap in what OpenQA already does. It's more, or at least as I see it, it's more UI-oriented.
I think that's actually a different scope, because this is for a quick testing if your newly developed kernel feature is actually working, if there's a direct regression. LTP runs so long that booting the machine is not a problem. But if you're doing a quick bisection or something like that, where you're really installing the kernel, booting, waiting until you're through the BIOS or with a big server until it has counted its memory and stuff, this makes really a difference.
I would say this is also aimed at longer running tests. So we do actually use, so within the storage team at SUSE, we do use it for longer running regression tests.
Okay.
It's an option. It's just you can use it how you want to use it.
Okay.
So, you know, we're running OpenQA with LTP, and there we're not running like the really long LTP. We're splitting it up into many, many chunks and diverging it all over OpenQA. In that case, the boot time, handling all the VMs, it's meaningless nonsense, really, that we do just because that's how OpenQA normally does it. Most of your solution here is actually really well aligned with everything we do in OpenQA, so I can like see the possibility of mangling the two together in some ways, possibly.
Are you planning support for other architectures?
At this stage, someone tested it on, I think it was S390. There are some issues, so yes, I would like to get it to a point where it can be run on ARM or S390, whatever other architectures are out there.
And the same question to cross-compilation environments?
So compilation is mostly, or at least for now, it's not the job of RapidO. RapidO just handles image generation and booting the VM. So I'd like to sort of steer clear of anything that sort of involves compiling tools or utilities, things like that at this stage.
No, I just meant that you couldn't like test a different architecture on your laptop. You can test the ARM64 virtual machine with the kernel modules on your laptop.
So as you say, you would have to handle the cross compilation yourself. Yeah, look, I think it's something worth looking into. Maybe we could get it to a point where it's, it fits nicely, but otherwise, yeah.
Move on,
because you're cutting in. Yeah, it looks like we're 3 minutes over time, so thanks everyone.